Morning for this. We're right at noon this afternoon for this announcement. Pretty exciting stuff we've got with a couple of the key people that are involved in this program. First introductions: Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, and Kent Nelson, Texas Motor Speedway VP of Ops and Events. Kenton, this is your program with Christopher, so I'll turn it over to you.
Well, it's really Christopher's program, and thanks, Dave, for that. But yeah, we're here today to talk about something that Christopher reached out to me probably 2 or 3 months ago, and we're excited about it. It all came about one night. He sent me a text asking me if I had some time to talk. We talked that night for probably about an hour, and as you can imagine, it was dirt track related. His passion, one of his passions. So we talked probably two or three more times as I was trying to check some boxes and see what it was going to take to do what we're about to tell you guys. And we checked all the boxes. It made sense. Christopher's been engaged since day one. He's been engaged with the logo, the purse, the sanctioning body that we're going to use, the format. He's been engaged with everything. And for me, someone who's been at TMS for 26 years now, to have a cup driver or driver, any driver, as engaged as Christopher has been, it got me excited. It got everybody with Speedway Motorsports excited. We met with Marcus Smith and the entire Speedway Motorsports operational team and development team when we were in COTA. We left that meeting and Christopher looked at me and said, how do you think it went? And I said, I think we're gonna go racing. And everything has happened pretty smoothly. So I'm gonna let him announce what it is that we're gonna be doing, and then we'll ask a few more questions of Christopher for him to be able to talk about, again, what his passion is. So Christopher, what are we announcing today?
Yeah, so I was just looking behind us. As you can see, it's Seabell's Micromania. And just over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been fortunate enough to get my own micro sprints and been racing those. And since the first time that I came to Texas Motor Speedway, I got to go see the Legends track out across the back straightaway. And I said, this was probably 2008, 2009, said, man, this is the perfect micro sprint track. And I always dreamed as a kid coming to Texas Motor Speedway to be able to race micro sprints on that track off the back straightaway on NASCAR weekend. And so that's what me and Kenton talked about several months ago, and it's actually going to happen this fall NASCAR weekend on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Yeah, so like you said, September 22nd, 23rd, 24th will be the three nights of racing. We'll practice on the 21st. We are going to mill up the asphalt over at Little Texas starting – we were hopeful to start next week. The equipment that paved Atlanta Motor Speedway or tilled up Atlanta Motor Speedway several months ago is on a job right now, and a week from Monday they will be over at Little Texas milling up all the asphalt, and then we will we'll put dirt down over there. And I think there's some images.
Can you see it? Yep.
So you can see kind of what the vision is. We're going to bring in temporary grandstands. Tickets are actually going to go on sale. They're on sale now. They just went on sale, as well as registration for cars to be able to register. We'll talk about that here in a little bit as well. So there's lots of modifications, as you can see, with extending the pits, extending grandstands, putting up some sea containers to be able to, from a safety standpoint, keep the drivers safe, keep the fans safe. It's going to be a great thing for our sales department initiative, and it's going to be a great thing, you know, for all the fans that are here on NASCAR weekend, like we said, in September. So I'm going to fire away some questions and then let you guys ask Christopher some questions as well. But, you know, what triggered the idea to do this? I mean, I know you were here when you were young, but what made you give me a phone call, I guess?
Just over the years coming down and watching the Legends cars race on that on Little Texas, I always dreamed of being able to have a micro sprint race here. And micro sprints have deep roots inside of Texas and Oklahoma and really, I guess, the heartland of America. So I knew that if that ever happened, that it would be, or I pictured it being, a great turnout from a competitor standpoint. And over the years, micro sprint racing has gotten extremely strong. There's a bunch of really competitive equipment, competitive drivers out there, and I think that the capability of putting on a great race is huge. So I'm super excited about being able to, I don't know what you want to call my title in the event, but be able to participate in it and, you know, see this thing come to life and happen. So it's been a long time coming, at least for me. I remember, you know, it's been 10, 12 years of thinking about it and then working on the details, at least a couple months in the works of getting to where we are today.
Yeah, and that's kind of a funny story to follow up. At one point, it might have been conversation 3, 4, 5, I don't remember, but at one point Christopher asked, should I race the race or should I work the event and help promote the event? And I said, listen, you're getting in the seat. We've got to have you in a car. But for him to have the mindset, I mentioned it a minute ago, for him to have the mindset to be on the management side of this just shows me and us, the Speedway, a lot about where his maybe a second future is in becoming a promoter and that kind of a thing. So we definitely have talked through those things, and we're excited about that. Where, from a driver standpoint, does someone go to register at this point?
Yeah, so we've been communicating with Kenny Brown at PowerEye, and they're going to be the sanctioning body for the event. So everything can be done through their website. That's PowerEye, I think, just PowerEye.com. But, yeah, they're going to be the sanctioning body. They do a great job. I've competed with them through the micro sprint ranks and the midget ranks, and somebody that I'm very proud to have sanction our events.
Yeah, and PowerEye is, it's www.powri, PowerEye.com. So, and everything is live there as well. So we anticipate folks starting to register as early as today. One of the other things that Christopher and I talked about that he's really proud of, and we are too, is the purse that we're going to pay. We won't need to go through the entire, you know, lines and that kind of thing, but talk about the purse and talk about the two different divisions that are going to be racing with us on those three nights.
So one of the things that I love about micro sprint racing in general is it is as professional or as hobby as you make it. And whenever there's a handful of these marquee events, and our event's going to pay $10,000 to win, which is right in line with all the other marquee events across the United States, that bring together the professionalism and the hobby of micro sprint racing. And going to these high-paying, prestigious events is what can launch the stardom of a young driver that's up and coming in the micro sprint ranks. And, you know, the same thing happened to me. That was kind of my first big win, was going to a 10,000 win micro sprint race in Illinois. So you're going to have marquee drivers and name drivers, hopefully from the Cup Series and Xfinity Series on the NASCAR side, that are competing in it. And then you're going to have your local racers from the air or wherever they come from that are going to have just as good of a chance of winning as, you know, the bigger name guys. So, you know, that's just one of the unique things about micro sprint racing, is you have, you know, your big name guys and your local guys that are trying to make a name. And, you know, it gives them a great opportunity to showcase their talent.
So I'm going to go ahead and ask the question that maybe you guys have, and then I promise I'll stop asking questions and let you guys do it. But we're excited, obviously, that Christopher's going to be in the race, but there's obviously a lot of other competitors, you know, on the Cup side that are either involved in micro racing or maybe their kids are involved in micro racing. And Christopher and I have kept this thing under wraps. I know we've leaked it a little bit, had some people that have helped us along the way try to get through it, like Micro or Power BI. I told you I was going to say that. We have a platform that's Power BI that tracks our ticket sales and things like that. So PowerEye has, you know, obviously been influential on what we do from a, you know, registration standpoint and formatting standpoint and things like that. But they've all done those kinds of things, and we want Kyle Busch and Braxton Busch. We want Boyer and his son and maybe Harvick son, those kinds of people. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I guess I even forgot to mention, We're going to have two divisions that race at the CBL's Micromania. We're going to have our headlining division, which will be a non-wing, kind of open rules micro sprint division. And then alongside of them is going to be the junior sprints. The junior sprints is a very popular division here in the metro Dallas, Oklahoma area. So I think we're going to get a bunch of kids. I think those the age range is from like 6 to 12. Brexton Bush, as you mentioned, has been competing in the junior sprints, so I would expect him to be here. Hopefully we can get some more of our NASCAR Stars kids in the field. And then as far as the headlining division, you know, we have a ton of dirt track regulars in the NASCAR sanctioning body through the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. So I hope to see a lot of the dirt regulars to compete in the event. Obviously, it's really far out, so I can't commit and say that, you know, X, Y, Z are going to be in the field. But if you look at guys like myself, I fully expect to be competing in the event. Kyle Busch has really started running micro sprints here recently, so I expect and hope for him to be in the event. You look at Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse, even Brett Moffitt, Sheldon Creed. You know, the list goes on and on of guys that we hope to compete in this CBL's Micromania.
Great.
All right, now we answered a lot of questions. Any others? Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that. You mentioned it's going to be non-wing, obviously non-restrictor. So how many, there's a lot of people. How many are you prepared to have here? Because you can have a line all the way back to Fort Worth.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, this area right here is an extreme hotbed for micro sprint racing. So, you know, I think we're prepared to have upwards of 150 entries in the non-wing outlaw division. And, you know, we'll have to see as it gets closer how many cars are pre-registered and stuff like that. But the format might have to change a little bit depending on car count. And we are expecting around that 1 to 150 range. And then if it differs a lot, we might have to readjust our format that we have coming. But, yeah, I mean, there's no telling how many cars that we're going to get.
And one follow-up. With something this big, obviously you've got Tulsa Shootout, you got Chili Bowl for the other guys, and you got different events all around the country. A lot of them get TV time, MAV or whoever. Are you guys going to be working for a broadcast angle on this as well to get it out to even more people?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a very important topic of discussion between myself and Kenton, because I think it's very important to get it broadcasted, whether that's TV or live stream. So we're working with a very key, well-known partner to get it.
Go ahead.
All right.
We're working with them. We're not finalized, but Dirt Vision is who we're talking with right now. I mean, that's Christopher's recommendation. We've had conversation with them. We're working with them. You know, we're dealing with a venue that doesn't have a lot of assets to it. You know, so we're having to deal with, I mean, right now, there's no internet signal over there. You know, so we've got some things on the back end that we're going to have to make all this look like, but we're having positive conversations, and we fully expect to have some sort of broadcast, and Dirt Vision has really stepped up and has actually already made us an offer. They want to do it. You know, that's all been Christopher's doing, so absolutely.
There you go.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Christopher, first off, congratulations. Is this your first major event that you've put off like this?
First ever, yes. Yeah, so I've, you know, in throughout the course of my, I guess, short career so far, I've been very fortunate to drive multiple different cars across different sanctioning bodies, and I've seen the good run shows and the bad run shows. And one thing that I really wanted to do was just bring professionalism to micro sprint racing and be able to showcase that to people to see how great it can be if done properly. So my goal is to have a extremely, I'm not going to say quick, but fast-paced run show. You know, we want to be able to put on a great event, get out at a decent hour, and leave the fans wanting more for sure.
And then since this is your first one, have you reached out to anybody else to get some advice? Because as Kenton mentioned, this, you know, you're bringing on the management side. Have you reached out to anyone for advice on how to get stuff organized for this to get going?
Yeah, I mean, really just Kenton. You know, this is kind of, you know, my dream or idea, I guess, to have a micro sprint race at Texas Motor Speedway on NASCAR weekend, and then Kenton and Texas Motor Speedway have been the group to actually put it together.
I'm just gonna buy a ticket and watch and let him do it all.
I can promise you he's doing a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Matt?
Matt Kreider, Denton Record Chronicle. For the casual reader, give a quick description of the Micro Sprint.
Yeah, so the Micro Sprint is essentially what the name is. It's a miniature sprint car, and it is a entry division car for young up-and-coming racers all the way up to the professional micro sprint racer that makes a living out of doing it. So, you know, that's one thing that's really unique about it is that this micro sprint racing is how you can make your name, or it's how you can make your living. So, you know, that's one thing that I've always fallen in love with on micro sprint racing. And what they are miniature sprint car style cars with 600cc crotch rocket engines mounted in them.
That was news to me about making a living. When I was talking to Christopher, you know, when we started off with this deal, thinking that most of these cars would pull in with open trailers and things like that. No, there's multiple cars. What do they hold, 4 or 5 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we'll
some
have
of the bigger trailers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's teams out there that are traveling the country, you know, especially chasing those big purse $10,000-$15,000 to win kind of races. And yeah, absolutely making a living at it, sponsorship wise, the whole nine yards.
Anyone else? Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much. Pretty
thank
exciting.
You.
Any
Thanks, David.
Any final words?
No, we're just tickets are on sale, registration's on sale, and we'll get started now. So thanks.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen.
Does the winner get a Seabell Racing contract?
We might have to do something about that. Yeah, maybe
a cowboy hat for sure. He said.
Yeah,
I don't know
so
about the contract.
We've been really focused on the trophy. You know, the Tulsa Shootout, the Chili Bowl has that Golden Driller. We want this hopefully to become an annual event and have that marquee trophy, whatever it is. You know, it's a cowboy hat for the Cup races, so why not for the Micro Sprint race?
Yeah. Yeah, TexasMotorSpeedway.com. That's live now, not just the tickets, but more information. And there'll be a lot of information, as Christopher alluded. You know, when we get drivers that register, you know, the big name drivers and things like that, and not even on, you know, the NASCAR scene. There's big name drivers in the micro world. You know, those that race at the Tulsa Shootout, the Chili Bowl, things like that. There are already a couple that I know are going to register. We'll be making those announcements between now and September on a pretty regular basis.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You bet.